Welcome to Maxed Out Man, helping you become the man you were made to be.
Hey guys, it's Kevin Davis from the Maxed Out Man podcast. This is episode number 29. This is, we're here with Carmelo Guastella. He gave me the Italian pronunciation, which I will never get right. So we'll go with that. Carmelo is a rebel barber, as he just described it to me. So he's a barber, fashion expert, grooming expert, has his own product line, Melogy. And he was the 2019 GQ Barber of the Year. And so I'm super excited to have Carmelo on here because this is a topic that is important to me. And I don't think it's that important to a lot of men. So I think this will be super educational. Back in the day, I don't even know if this is politically correct to use this term anymore, but I would have been called a metrosexual. So that was like the old school term for basically a guy that took care of themselves, well-groomed, kind of heterosexual guy that did those things. So that was kind of this term that they coined. But hey, welcome. I appreciate you coming on board. I'd love to hear more about you and what you've done. I know you've been in the industry for a long time.
Yeah, I've been in a long time in the industry. My name is Carmelo Guastella. I started my career at the age of 9 in Sicily.
Wow.
Now, it's very rare to really start at the age of 9 barbering, but my dad was old school. He was born in 1943. The war almost started, and he had to stop going to school, and himself, he worked in the land like from the age of 9 years old, and probably he went, you know what, you need to learn something as well. None of my friends worked in the nowhere. I was the only one at 9 years old. He goes, what do you want to do? Do you want to be a plumber? Do you want to be a mechanic? All right. Was a barbershop. He introduced me into the barbershop at 9 years old. I liked the environment of the barbershop. Was you start soaping up people, you start sweeping the floor, you go out. This is like a Sicilian barbershop in the 84-85 in Sicily. So we're like in proper Sicily. And I don't know, within a year or two, I learned how to shave, how to cut hair. So by the age of 11, I could shave and cut hair.
Wow.
And I was in a small town of 20,000 people. And it's in the province of Agrigento. And loads of Sicilians moved to the US, New Jersey, have family over there. And they had to leave Sicily. Anyway, I'm still in Sicily. I'm learning to be a barber. The one funny story, at the age of 12, I was doing my own teacher's hair in secondary school. It's when I think back at this, it's like, okay, so move on. I still go to school. And I had to then move away at the age of 19. I went into the army.
Oh, okay.
I was 2 years in the army, in the Italian army. I was supposed to be 1 year, but then I signed another year voluntary. I think it was more to get away from my small town of Sicily of 20,000 people. Did my army. I think I went back. Yeah, I went back to Sicily for 1 year. Still barbering, doing hair. There's so many things I want to say. I'm just going. So I went to Turin for 3 years and then I moved to London in 1999. And I've been in London since. I was born in London. My parents moved in the 60s in the UK to work over here. And they decided when I was 7 to move back to Sicily. Mm. I always had this urge to sort of come back to London, UK, and experience life. And also to what I do with hairdressing, with barbering, I felt I could give more. And London has been a fantastic place for me.
It's like it's, you know, not the fashion capital of the world, but definitely I would assume it's way more fashion forward than a 20,000 person town of Sicily.
When I moved in 99, I was very lucky to join one of the best places in London in Mayfair, opposite Claridge's Hotel, a 5-star hotel. The level of grooming in the UK was really bad. Because I come from Italy, where everybody really looks after themselves. The UK was really bad. This changed after 10 years. And men's grooming then boomed, and lots of barbershops opened everywhere. So men could look after themselves and had more places where to go. And yeah, no, it's great to be part of that. And I was always interviewed to give advice on men's hair, beards, shaving, skincare. So I went to a lot of courses to learn a lot about skincare and to learn. So knowledge is power. So the more you know of what you do, the more you can. But yeah, I always had this something that I learned in Sicily, where is the way to deal with people and how to be social with people. So haircutting is one thing, but when a client comes in, you smile, give a hand. You don't sort of go, where are you going on holiday? No. That guy wants to sit on the chair and have his hair done. I learned it's probably the art of what's best for your hair.
Mm.
Do you have hair? Let's grow your hair longer. So that's why I'm the rebel barber, because I've become then a specialist in growing men's hair longer. I've become a specialist in men with thinning hair to make their hair look thicker. So that my main thing was, and the art that I've learned, was to make men look as best as they can, whoever walked through that chair.
Yeah, I love that. So I go to a hairstylist. I actually don't go to a barber. I have multiple occasions, and so we could talk about the distinction, but we always argue about what to do with my hair. And I usually just defer to her expertise in that. So that's interesting and I'm assuming that you guide your clients in the same way.
So I say I'm a barber because it's where my roots are from, but really I'm a men's hairstylist.
Okay. Cause there's a difference between those two, at least in the US, there's actually a difference in licensing. But I'm interested because we're kind of a largely American audience, not totally American audience. But when you think of barbershops in the U.S., which I know you tour all over the world, you know, we've got and now there's this trend to do this vintage-y type barbershop where you have the old school chairs. They're using those old school vibrating hand massagers on your neck, and, you know, they're blowing off with pneumatic hoses and all that. So there's kind of this vision that we have. What's the difference between that and what you saw in Sicily, what you grew up with, and then also what is traditional in the UK?
So the Sicilian was very traditional. He was as traditional as you can get, but there wasn't any massage, any head massage, and none of that. With the America, with the licensing, it's very similar to Sicily. So you need the license to be a barber. Now the UK has this amazing freedom where you don't need the license. So Kevin, I can teach you in 2 weeks. I get you over to London and you can start cutting hair.
Wow.
So you don't need the license. You can just open a barbershop. So it's pure freedom, because it's not like you're a dentist, you're a doctor, you're a veterinary. Barbering, you can pretty much, if you have the basic skill craft in yourself, then you can learn it. Barbering, the way I see it, is a way of art and how you can transform somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So what I tell you, okay, this is I'll go straight to the point. So in the UK, I just talk about the UK, about men's hair. So men's hair in the UK, for me at the moment, is boring and uninspiring. 90% of men have short back and sides, short and a bit longer on top.
If you're listening to this audio and have not seen any of my videos, Carmelo just described my hair, just so you know.
Sorry, I feel bad, but it's not.
Don't feel bad whatsoever. I'd love to explore that more, but don't feel bad at all. I mean, that makes sense.
No, but it's a look. I started at 9. I almost have 40 years experience in this industry. So by now I should be retired. Instead, I'm just going and like I've always been. I've always been a rebel. I've always this is what I'm seeing now. So there are many reasons of this. Is one of the main reasons, guys have thinning hair. And that's a guy's problem, thinning hair. So yes, you keep your hair short. That's the best thing. Even so, some guys think they have thinning hair, but they don't. So they could do some. There are tricks to sort of make hair look thicker without looking ridiculous. Then there's another thing that barbers today learn how to cut hair with clippers.
Mm. Yeah.
And then they learn how to use the scissors. So automatically, when somebody sits on the chair, hair's off, because that's going to take 10, 15 minutes. And you see guys that grow their hair longer always go to hairstylists, because they know how to deal with longer hair. The other thing with men is stigma. Yeah, so we see this, like men, 90% of men have short back and sides. 90% of women have long hair.
Yep.
And what happens is when men grow their hair over that 4-week period, 5-week period, everybody starts going, oh my God, you need a haircut. It's true. Yeah, everybody starts going, oh my God, you need a haircut straight away. And so that's where I'm being the rebel barber. And I'm going to try and change this. It's not just stigma. It's creatures of habit.
Yeah.
So men will have the same haircut from when they're a little kid to when they're old. They would never change it.
I mean,
going beyond a certain level, oh no. So stigma, and you probably hear me talk about stigma and creatures of habit for a long time.
I'll describe the reason I have the haircut that I do. And you can tell me, so when I was a kid, I had really long hair. I went through the 80s and 80s phase, grew up in, early 80s, had the mullet with the little rat tail thing that was popular, do that kid thing. And then I started cutting my hair short, and I've kind of keep it relatively short, but I do it for a few reasons. First of all, I think my shorter hair makes my face look thinner, because I'm kind of getting that John Travolta, Val Kilmer big head. I kind of have a big head anyway. And so that, and feel free, you can kind of go through all this, but my hair is super wavy and curly. So traditionally, as I grow it out, it just gets bigger. It doesn't necessarily get longer. It doesn't have tight curls or anything like that. It just is tense. And this has got quite a bit of product in it, pomade.
Well, you have hair.
Yeah. I mean, my grandfather, the reason I'm so red is because I'm 1/8 Native American. My grandfather died at like 90 and still had a full head of black hair. The other thing is, as I grow in my sides, there's a little bit of white and gray. And so I kind of like it tends to feel like it ages me a little bit. You know, there's this meme I saw the other day. And as far as like thinner, there's a guy in a mirror with his hair where he needs a haircut. And he weighs like 250 pounds. And then it says after my haircut, and he's all like super chiseled and ripped. So it like, there's this like thinning effect, and it's psychological, right? So like it's completely, but I kind of walk through what you would do, you know, in my case. And again, if you're not watching this, go to my YouTube channel and you can see what we're talking about. But
yeah, what you just explained is what I said about stigma. So it's a perception. So you have a perception that your shorter hair is going to remove the gray and it's going to make your head look slimmer. It's only a perception. And it's a man perception, and it's a continuation of a creature of habit. Kevin, you're not alone. It's 90% of men that are doing the same.
And I get my haircut every 2.5 to 3 weeks. Like I can grow hair. Like it grows fast. I always joke and say I could have another company if I didn't have to remove all the hair that I have to remove, because I could just grow hair like crazy.
But the thing is, it's like with where the level of barbering I do. Look, I only have private clients, and I go around and they come to me and I do photo shoots and product endorsements. Is if there's no point you coming to me doing your hair. So you come to me, I go, all right, Kevin, grow your hair longer if you want to see me. That's what I do. And I will get you to a level where, and you know what, you probably will grow your hair. Go, you know what, I don't like it, I want to go back short. Fine. Most of the time, I'm right in what I'm saying.
So I just don't get a haircut for 6 months or whatever.
No, like, I would say,
for me, probably 3 months would do it. But, and then you reshape it after that?
Yeah, I do a reshape. So when I grow somebody's hair longer, they don't come and see me. Once I get it into a proper shape, they come and see me after 2 months. After 2 months, something like that. And they go, you know, I'm really enjoying it. So what happens is, and this is what happens, guys will tell you your hair is getting longer. Women will sort of go, oh, I like your hair with a bit of a curl in there.
Yeah.
I could guarantee, and I speak to a lot of women about men's hair, so I could be in a restaurant, we can chat about this. All of them say, yeah, men's hair is boring, short back and sides. And then we sort of look at somebody with a bit longer hair, goes, oh, that's interesting.
I mean, are we talking like Matthew McConaughey long? Because he's, you know, he's obviously, because he's an actor, and I know you actually deal with a lot of, you know, stars and movie production and that kind of stuff, but like he currently has very long and he has curly hair, so it's kind of this it looks interesting for sure.
There's not, so what's happening today, there's Matt Harlow, the UK rapper, anyway, he's got curly hair. I need to get his name. There's not actually many men role models that have long hair. Now, in the UK, we had, by the way, this, what I'm saying now, I'm going to throw this out on social media very soon. It hasn't gone out yet, so I've been keeping it. So awesome. You're the first person that's getting this. And you could go to TikTok, Instagram. Nobody's saying this, what I'm saying. But it's, I've been researching it for quite a bit. So we had in the UK, David Beckham, the footballer. So David Beckham, when he's in his young age, he did lots of hairstyles. He did long hair, short hair, Mohican, Mohawk. Anything he did, he was copied.
Mm.
In the UK, we don't have a role model today for men. Everybody has the short, boring back and side. Sorry, I don't mean to, and this is what I don't want to do, is criticize anybody that has short hair. I have to be careful.
Yeah, I mean, I don't take it that way personally, because everybody has their own personal style. I mean, it's a funny story with me, because I've been married 28 years, just celebrated it last week. But early in my marriage, my wife would literally just take a number three or number four, like the whole thing, just kind of buzz it up, a little shorter, number two on the sides. And then my daughter, when my daughter got to be early teens, she's like, Dad, you got to get, and I was like the Crocs and cargo shorts and just the quintessential nerdy father. And I'm not criticizing anybody else, except for if you're wearing Crocs, they're definitely better shoes to choose. Those are, I wrote an article once comparing Crocs to minivans. It basically just means that you've given up. But side note, so she was like, you have to do something about your hair and your style and all that. My daughter said that to me.
How old was your daughter?
12 or 13.
Exactly.
At that time.
Did you see what I'm saying?
So she started to be like, Dad, you look, you know, and I have a pretty decent social media presence, and I have multiple brands where I'm out front. And so it became important. And then what's funny is even with this style, I used to have a taller pompadour, a little bit more in the front. And people started talking about my hair. Like, it became this thing. One of my buddies literally introduces me as the dude with good hair, primarily because I'm 50 and I still have all my hair, I think.
Yeah, another thing that I haven't come out with it yet, and is the Carmelo Metodo, my method of working.
Okay.
So my method of working is bespoke to every single individual person. So if you come in, somebody else comes in, you've got different hair from somebody. Your profession is different. Your age is different. Your skin tone is different. The way your hair grows is different. Your hair can be thick, fine. The direction of the hair, gray hair, the density of hair. So I look, before somebody sits on my hair, they say it's for the first time. Before you sit on the chair, I already know what to do. But once you sit on the chair, I go, how would you like your hair? So I will get something back. Most of the time I get, because then people know me and have recommended to me. They say, well, I come here to get advice from you. Okay, that's what I want. Once you give me advice, all right, I'm doing now whatever I want, and I'm telling you what I feel. Because after 40 years of experience, I've gained some sort of knowledge. Again, I'm not always right. And sometimes I get clients sitting on my chair and their hair is cut well and it's amazing. Because there's nothing I can do here. It's like, I think as your hair is, it's fine. I'm honest in that sort of way. But if there's any improvement, and improvement can also be in, when bloke is, his hair is thinning, I've got techniques of cutting hair to make the hair look thicker. There's products to make the hair look thicker. There's guys use the wrong products and make their hair look greasy. You want the hair to look thicker. Yeah, I specialize in that as well, apart from growing the hair longer.
I'm curious. So, just to shift gears a little bit, I love that information, but I'm interested. So if we're talking to kind of the every, obviously you deal with a level of clientele that's not really the average bloke, as you would say, right? So we were talking before we started recording that so many men don't do anything with their hair. So like they're literally just kind of maybe go to supercuts or, you know, whatever, which there's nothing wrong with that necessarily. But I want to talk through kind of overall styling, grooming, all of those as it relates to kind of the normal guy kind of going through that. Cause I know you deal with all sorts of people, but you know, this is something that I think is lacking in at least American culture, as far as men go.
It's over here as well. So it's not the fault of the guy that goes to the barbershop, has his hair short. Should be the barber to sort of go, I think your hair could be a bit longer. So I'm not inspiring just men. And it's not men's fault when they go to the barbershop. It's the barber that needs to sort of go, all right, let's get your hair growing a bit longer. Because some guys with shorter hair on the sides does not suit because there's different head shapes. And probably need the hair a bit longer, a bit on the sides and something going on. So I say something about the UK. About 10 years ago, there was a longer hair period. There was a good styling period. Models. It was getting really good in terms of hair length. It was interesting. It was arty. Then 10 years ago, the clipper was introduced heavily into the barbershop over here.
And what probably
you had this in.
That's just running clippers through your hair?
So it's fades.
Okay, yeah.
Fades. So the fades is when there's literally no hair on the side and then it fades through. Now, this was a technique used in mainly black barbershops, mm-hmm. where it's understandable because, you know, with the hair, it's the best thing. It's just really cut it short, and they're so specialized. So the barbershops in the UK learned the technique, doing it on everybody. And for me, the clippers have sort of diminish the art of using scissors and the art of being interested. That's why I say men's hair today is boring and not interesting. And on a black guy, really short hair looks really good. Perfect. You leave just a bit longer on top. Looks amazing. You can't do that. Because
if they grow it out, I mean, that's where the afro comes in. Their hair is so tight and curly.
Yeah, and then you end up
with which is, you know, another style for sure.
Yeah, and then you can do other thing with afro hair, but if you don't grow it out, it's best to keep it really short and it looks amazing. But the UK barbershops have then implemented this to everybody, and I look around and go, it's been implemented in a way of it doesn't suit. I don't know why I feel sad about it, but I go around and look at men's hair all the time, and I go, God. So but only because I see something, and that's what I do. It's my job.
Yeah. Now, I'm curious how we get men to care about their hair. Right. Like, I think some men do. And I think, you know, kind of keeping it tidy is probably okay. But like, it just like me, right? It was just easy to take the clippers and buzz it down and all that kind of stuff. Like, what would you say to convince someone's like, I don't care about my hair. I wash it every day. I don't even do anything with it. I maybe run a comb through it. That's it. Right.
So try and break the routine and the stigma. So the hair gets untidy here around the neck. So just get a clipper and just get rid of the hair off the neck.
Yeah.
Just go beyond an extra 2 weeks.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to this episode. I hope you're enjoying it and learning a lot. If you're looking for extra help, don't forget that I do offer one-on-one coaching. We can talk through a ton of different issues. I can give you guides, guidelines, and logistical help to help you take that next step or go to that next level in some of the things that you're dealing with in your life. We also have some course content, some guides, and a lot of educational materials over at maxedoutman.com. For the coaching, go ahead and go to maxedoutman.com/coaching. And you can learn about that. And then just go to maxedoutman.com for everything else. Thanks for joining us. Now back to the episode.
Of the usual haircut. Enjoy your hair a tiny bit longer. The other thing is that, you know, you saved probably 2 weeks of money there for one haircut. Try and go another week. Just tidy up back here. And you've got another 2 weeks. So you've got another two haircuts that you saved money. Try and find somebody that goes, can you cut hair for guys with longer hair? Try and do a bit of research for somebody that cuts hair, not with clippers, but with scissors, and give that shape.
Okay.
That's my advice.
Yeah, to try to, because it's, you know, obviously my audience tends to be a little bit more conservative. But it's like your wife or girlfriend will appreciate you having hair that actually looks good. Right. And I want to get into grooming as well. Cause this whole conversation basically is, I want to educate men to kind of like, I was thinking about a title for this episode. It's like, get off your ass and comb your hair. It's kind of, you know, the idea, but I'm thinking in terms of like, how do we get them, you know, to improve their fashion and grooming and hairstyling and all of that.
Yeah, it's I think it's exactly as I said, the guy is not going to know how to do it. He's not going to feel comfortable till he goes and sees somebody like me or somebody at that level. Of course, they're probably going to charge more, or he's not going to feel comfortable going into that place. But it's breaking that sort of habit and routine of going to the same barbershop, going to the same place, and having the same thing every time. Grow it out. At the end of the day, look, it's only hair. And if somebody tells you, what are you doing with your hair? Just growing it out a bit, see what happens. It's just going, it's a bit like, what do men do when they're like over 40, midlife crisis? They buy a motorbike.
Or a Corvette here, yeah.
Or they go hiking for like 10 kilometers. Or they do a marathon. Hair is no different. Hair is breaking a habit of what you've been doing since you're a child. Break it. Go and find somebody who makes your hair look good. Go and ask him, what products should I use? How can I make my hair thicker? I always had short hair. I'm bored of my short hair now. Do you know what I mean? It's the same as
the nice thing about hair is that, I mean, assuming you have hair, it'll you know, it grows, and then like you can change it if you decide later, I just really don't like this, just go cut it. It'll grow back. It's fine.
Yes, it'll grow back. You can cut it short if you don't like it. But the other thing is a lot of guys with thinning hair, and I've seen here in the UK the last 20 years, hair transplants here, just like the normal thing. Mm. So you have thinning hair, they transplant their hair. So they take hair from the back and put them here.
Yeah, there are tons of solutions. I know like Rogaine and some of the other things are actually fairly effective, right? I mean, obviously once the hair follicle is dead, it's not, that's where the hair transplant comes in, right?
Yeah, that's right.
None of the chemical stuff actually work? They don't work.
No,
okay.
No. It's just I shouldn't say this here. I probably shouldn't put it here. Just in case I get a sponsor from Rogaine. it's just the alcohol the alcohol stimulates the blood flow, and the alcohol expands the hair because the cuticles open, making the hair look thicker.
Oh, so okay.
That, otherwise the rogue game will cost £1,000 a bottle.
Wow, and that's a month worth, probably.
Yeah, it's the alcohol in the alcohol content of the product.
Hey, that's good to know. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not endorsed by anybody. I'm not sponsored by anybody, so I'm not too worried about whether or not we call out, because I don't want people that are here saying, "Oh, I'd love to grow my hair out, but it's thin. Therefore, I will go get this." Whereas, so you're saying basically, and I mean, hair transplants have been around forever. I actually had a guy that I worked with in the 90s that kind of like, he had a bad hair transplant. I mean, it literally looked like, you know, where you take like a bald cap and you can, and they're doing color where they pull the hair through. It looked like that, only just very sparse. And it's like, don't do that. Get somebody that knows what they're doing. Right.
It's like a doll, you know, like the doll, like a Barbie that they're plucked in. That's the old system. Now they're putting them one by one. I've had about 30 of my clients, because I've consulted my clients in doing it, because I've introduced them to the places where they do it. The worst thing they can do is just doing it.
The crown.
A perfect line here. Nobody has a perfect line here. So you have to do a bit rigged up and down, so to make it look natural.
And what does that usually cost? I know we're looking at pounds.
We're going
dollar
and
the pound are actually fairly similar now, but
yeah, well, in London, about 7,000, 8,000 pounds, going on to 15,000, depending where you're going, and also depending how much you need. Sometimes people just need a tiny bit here, tiny bit here. Some people go, you know, need to go in for 2 days. But it all depends about your donor, how much hair you have on the donor area. If your donor area is weak, you cannot then fill up the top that much.
And they kind of basically use like almost like a hole punch, right? They essentially punch it out and then punch it back in. It's like moving a tree in your yard. You cut it out and then move it to another spot.
So I've been in the operation room when they were doing it with my mask, like a doctor. At some point they wanted me to do it because they wanted to teach me, but I don't know. So what they do, half the day, they take out the hair from the back one by one, and it's with an injection, and then they twist it around, pull out, and they put the hair in the tray. Then, like you said, the second part of the day, they punch holes, and in those holes, then they put in the hair. Of course, they have the microscopic glasses, so then punch the hair in the hole. And it takes about 2 days for the hair to attach to the blood flow, and it starts growing again.
That's crazy. And I mean, honestly, $7,000 to $10,000, $15,000, that's a lot of money. However, some people are fine being bald. Actually, it's one of, you know, I feel very blessed that I have a full head of hair. Like my dad is bald, and he's always done he's kind of doing that, comb over. I mean, he's in his 80s now, so he cares less. But he went bald really early. My brother started thinning really thin, so I feel very blessed to have a full head of hair. But like the impact of your confidence, appearance, and all that is probably pretty significant, right?
It is, especially on the youngsters. And I've seen recently, you know, youngsters as early as 22, 23, 25, in their 20s, having hair transplants. And for them, it's like, you know, it's a confidence thing of a man.
Yeah, because if you're in your 50s or 60s going bald, it's kind of expected. If you're in your 20s, you've studied all this stuff. Is that a result of stuff like phthalates and all these chemicals that are in our system that it's happening younger? I mean, obviously we have type 2 diabetes at age 12 and all these other things based on diet, exercise, chemicals, and all that.
Losing hair.
Just curious if we know why people are going bald.
Yeah, it's mainly it's already in our DNA.
Okay.
So the DNA already, if you got the bad DNA from your grandparents, from your grandfather, your grandmother, and you have that, DNA, you lose hair. It's not much you can do, and it's to do with an enzyme, and that connects with the hydrotestosterone that then stimulates the hair loss. But you'll see like the grandfather will have the same hair loss or the father or the from the son, and you can have three or four brothers. Two brothers have no hair. The other two brothers have hair. It depends from your DNA. And then there's other factors. There could be stress factors like alopecia, but they're factors that happen for other reasons in life. But the DNA is in bigger percent is the reason.
Okay. I want to ask a question, because we live in kind of farmer country. So do guys that wear hats all the time, does that cause you to lose your hair faster, or are the guys wearing hats all the time because they've already lost their hair? That's the, because a lot of times you'll see these guys pull their hats off and they're like, where's your hair? No wonder you wear a hat all the time.
Nothing to do with the hat.
They're just hiding it.
It's a DNA thing. And it just, that's how you're meant to look. It's a bit like the eyebrows. You know, you get some guys that start, their eyebrows start growing longer. And if you look at the grandfather, will have the same eyebrows.
Yeah. I literally just trimmed mine this morning, by the way, because mine will. There's an actor that kind of has like, there's caterpillars growing on their face. Like mine just grow like crazy. So I have to kind of keep them. Again,
you don't look like you've got a lot of eyebrows.
Well, I did, you know.
They sort of spike up, yeah.
Yeah, they start to get very long if I go too long. So.
And when you cut them, they come out quickly, and then they sort of stop at a certain length. They don't grow any longer.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? They're sort of remote controlled.
Yeah, I try to keep them relatively trimmed up, but using an eyebrow, I was thinking about that this morning. Using the eyebrow trimmer is one of the most dangerous parts of grooming, because one little slip, especially if you got like me, you got to be on camera and that kind of stuff. I'm like, it's frightening.
You have to go to your wife's makeup room to sort of ask for some eyeliner or something, eyeliner. To paint in your eyebrow.
So let's
otherwise you go, that is a trend.
Yeah, it's just gone. I want to talk about grooming, right? Like I assume this is the same in the UK, but in general, men are not prone to good grooming habits. Is that something that whether it's showering regularly, you know, kind of keeping yourself, if you got a beard, kind of keeping it trimmed up. All of these, you know, using good hair care products, using good skincare products, all of that stuff kind of is not quote unquote manly, which is funny because this is about masculinity, this whole thing. But what I'm trying to get across is it's not unmanly to take care of yourself and keep yourself groomed.
I think there's been a massive improvement in the last years. And I think there's a bit more effort. Of course, women would like, you know, we're not never going to reach the level of women's grooming. There's even cutting the hair short, that is grooming at the end of the day. That is every 2 weeks going to the barbershop and having a short haircut. That is looking after yourself and showering, deodorants, looking after a beard. I think it's more how you change the look. That's where I'm more strongly based on.
And is that that's primarily with hair, but also you're talking about clothing and, you know, all of those kind of things? Are you, so if a guy's super unkempt, like big cargo shorts, like I used to be, a shirt that's two sizes too big, like, you know, if you're wearing, you know, cause like now the trend is 7-inch inseam shorts, you know, not quite Magnum PI back in the 80s level, but I just actually bought three new pairs of shorts that are kind of, you know, more in pastel type colors, 7-inch inseam. And I was like, these are awesome. These look so much better than like longer shorts. And I have, hey guys, thanks for listening to this episode. I hope you're enjoying it and learning a lot. If you're looking for extra help, don't forget that I do offer one-on-one coaching. We can talk through a ton of different issues. I can give you guides, guidelines, and logistical help to help you take that next step or go to that next level in some of the things that you're dealing with in your life. We also have some course content, some guides, and a lot of educational materials over at maxedoutman.com. For the coaching, go ahead and go to maxedoutman.com/coaching, and you can learn about that. And then just go to maxedoutman.com for everything else. Thanks for joining us. Now back to the episode. I have relatively thin legs. I work out all the time, so they're fit, but they're relatively thin. And like, I try to buy shirts that are, what I do is if I find a shirt that makes, cause I'm fairly athletic. So if I find a shirt that makes me look athletic, I'll buy like four of them. So I'm vain like that, but stuff like that, like choosing to be a, you know, you don't have to be like couture and on the runway look, but just choosing better choice, making better
choices. No, I can talk about London and I see what goes on in London. And everybody looks good in terms of what they're wearing.
That's and nice.
They look after themselves. It's just that hair thing for me is, which, you know, is fine, but that's, I think there could be a bit more creativity.
So you're like a lot of, I assume in London you've got more, you know, business professionals and that kind of stuff. They're probably better.
Everybody is sort of, they really spend a lot of money in clothing, and we've got a lot of choice here. We've got a lot of, we've got a lot of people that give advice and on dressing up and where to wear. And there's a lot of places. There's a lot of choices. And I feel America.
I don't think that's American culture. I don't think American culture.
I don't know much about, you know, but if you probably go to New York, that would be like London.
Yeah, like in the financial district, probably more so. Mm. You know, it depends on where you're at.
But so that's the where you go Soho, you go to Bronx, Queens. It'll be trendy. There'll be the trainers, there'll be more Nike trainers, vintage, yep. and
for sure. And let me wearing, so I noticed you've got a little bit of growth in your beard. Here in the US, these huge kind of Grizzly Adams level beards, you know, just huge are the trend. Is that something that you guys have over there? I don't grow, and again, this is vanity on my part, but one of the big reasons I don't grow a beard is because first of all, my wife doesn't like facial hair, but it also ages me by about 20 years if I grow out my beard.
Yeah, and the same with me. After it gets, I shave once a week. I think this is a personal thing. So in 1 week, it feels itchy and I need to get rid of it, and plus it starts getting a few grays. So I said, but this is on a personal level. I really don't know how guys can just grow a big, massive beard, especially when it's summer and it's hot. But we've had this big trends of big beards here about 5-6 years ago in London and in the UK, but they've all come off. They've all become shorter. So I'll tell you something about the beard. In 2008, there was a financial crisis. And when everybody lost their jobs, every lawyer, banker, person, they all started growing their beards. So when they then went back to work, everybody had a stubble and a beard. There also was David Beckham, the role model, mm-hmm. grew a beard as well, because he Gillette did not renew his contract.
That's awesome.
And he said, "You don't renew my contract." From that point on, he went, "I'm never going to shave ever again." Wow. Yeah, he had a big contract with Gillette before he then went I'm not going to shape. Then there was the Gladiators of Russell Crowe. Also, what happened is, back then, men, when they were going to the offices, they were shaving every day. They went, perfect. We don't need to shave every day now. We can just grow a beard. And it's sort of taken off that 10, 15 minutes to shave every morning to probably sleep an extra 10, 15 minutes. So beards look good at a certain point. But if you let you let it grow out, it looks bad. It looks like you're just not looking after yourself. So for me, the beard is the sort of the natural laziness of man to not look after themselves.
Even if they actually spend a lot of money on beard care and
different. The culture of growing the beard longer, that's different. Mm. That's a style, that's a trend for certain places. So it's a Harley Davidson rider, you know.
Yeah.
He's gonna have a big beard. And he looks good with a big beard because he's got the leather, he's got a big Harley. I look at the guys and went, yeah, that looks good. You just need to see where you fit certain things.
I could definitely never pull that off. That's definitely not a style.
I can't as well. I just can't see myself doing that. But I could see that guy with a square, big. But in London, the big beards have come off.
That's interesting. What's so I know you have kind of a skincare product line here and there. What advice? So I use a product line called Matte for Men, which is actually just a US brand, and it works. So I use their facial cleanser and I use kind of a moisturizer, which has a little bit of sunscreen in it. And it's like, I don't break out at all. Like I get, my skin stays clear and healthy and moisturized and all that. I don't think most men do much more than just wash their face, probably with whatever, you know, 3-in-1 body wash that they're using.
I think this percentage is small of going onto a routine moisturizer. It's something that needs to be used, especially when you live in a hot country, and just by using soap on your skin, you're depleting the sort of natural barrier of oil you have in your skin. So what happens by taking away that natural barrier is you're fastening the aging process of your skin. So soap removing oil from the skin is bad. And that's scientifically,
day after day especially,
scientifically proved. So the product I have with Melogies is a serum that goes to give you that skin barrier. So the skin barrier, the skin is very clever. So you know when you use soap on your skin and you dry out your skin, the skin knows to produce more oils. So it's about 7 layers on the skin. So they all go, all right, there's no oil up there. Let's bring some oil up. That's why after you sometime use the soap, after about an hour or two, the skin starts getting oily. That's because it's really work. When you need to get worried about when we get older, that when you wash your skin with soap, it still stays dry. That's the worrying thing, because the skin then is going, come on, do something yourself and don't use soap on your skin. So we don't need to work. So my product, what it does, it's a product for sort of over 30 when the elastin of the skin and the collagen of the skin starts breaking down. That's normal. But it needs help to have a barrier over the skin to delay the aging process. And again, that comes down with DNA as well. Mm-hmm. But don't help it by drying out your skin.
So you need to use
it's a big products. Difference. Yeah, there's a big difference. Soap, moisturizers, and mine is 100% oil. And it has evening primrose, rosehip, jojoba, almond. There's a combination of various oils and vitamin E that goes and helps. So I mix it with a moisturizer, mix them both together, put it on, and hope for the best. So I don't lose. I don't make my skin cells work too much to produce the oil if it's on the outside.
And do you ship internationally, or do you ship internationally? I guess we should ask that question. Okay.
Yep.
I do. All right. So it's just, you'll give me that URL in a bit. But what? Okay. So I've kept you for a long time. So what? Kind of give me the summation of advice for your average everyday man in terms of hairstyle, grooming, fashion, to kind of take that first step to improve those things, improve your look, improve your attractiveness to your spouse or other women, you know, not other women if you have a spouse, but, you know, women in general, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I would say be adventurous, be different, do something different. You just look different. Just don't look always the same as you do. So it's like you grow your beard, grow your hair, and go and research nearby who's specialized in cutting longer hair. Of course, it's very difficult for me to say do this. Is everybody's different, and I'm just saying change the way you look. And
I like it. And grow your hair out, right? If we're talking 90%.
But also when you have thinning hair, you feel you have thinning hair, there are products out there that can sort of mask hair. So you spray something on. I'm not saying you need to look ridiculous. You need to be subtle. Also, I do hair colors. So when the gray hairs come through, I subtly do color. You know, it's a few gray hairs coming here on the side. Subtle. I'll still leave some gray hairs out. Like, example, I've got probably you can see here, I've got a few gray hairs and I just colored my hair. Actually, can I take this off? So I'm going to show you this part of my hair. So I've cut my hair for like a year. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you.
Oops. Can you hear? Oh, no. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You just can't hear me without your headphones.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I've got that. All right, I just put it here. So I used to have always short hair. So I just grew my hair out and just curled it out. And I've been doing something. I've been cutting my own hair for the last year. So what I do, so I can just cut my hair. I see where I'm cutting it. So I'm giving sort of, and this is not something you should do at home.
So, and it looks, so on, if you're, you know, for our audio only listeners, it actually appears like he's just cutting random parts of his hair, which he's not necessarily, because he knows what he's doing, but it kind of looks like that. I just wanted
to I'm not saying this to do anything, but what, and me trying to say to somebody, grow your hair. Now, keep in mind, I have very fine hair.
Yeah.
And probably it shows, but I wanted to fight the thing of just always having short hair. So I'm growing my hair longer, and I haven't been cutting my hair from a barber for 1 year, and I'm not saying this to do, but it's just like a personal experiment. So I cut hair myself. This is on a personal thing, and everything I say is personal from me and my way of thinking, and I'm not saying to anybody you need to do this because you look bad. The main thing is you need to feel comfortable on how you look, and you need to be happy yourself on how you look. I can say what I want and what I feel because that's my profession.
Yes.
So that's my principle, probably yeah, so my sort of advice.
I like it. And yeah, just be adventurous and kind of maybe take, what's funny is that I missed making my haircut appointment. So I'm actually, I have a gap between my appointments. So I actually have a 7-week gap between my appointments. So like, just for fun, I might just go ahead and, you know, it's going to grow anyway.
Whoa, but normally,
I would trim the sides, right? I normally trim the sides once a week. But I just don't do that.
All right. You probably would keep in touch with your hair. And every 3-4 weeks, you send me a photo. What should I do now? And I send you a photo probably of what I think you should do. But again, I don't want to. Okay. The main thing I've come onto this show is to inspire men and feel more comfortable and feel more confident. That's why I've come to the show. And I feel if I was just a normal barber coming to the show, I would say, yeah, clipper your hair and just clipper your hair every 2 weeks. No. For me, I wanted to bring in that bit of difference. Now, Kevin, yourself, you're now thinking about growing your hair longer.
Yeah, I mean, my stylist has been yelling at me to do it forever, and I've always
fought against God. Her. So. He's been telling you to do it.
We argue about it. She hasn't been, so she's been trying to grow the top a little bit. We fight these. My hair does this weird, like all in different directions. So
okay, look at my hair. What does now? You see these bits that come over here,
over the ears. Yeah.
These. Everybody going, bro, what are you doing? It's like, are you having a haircut? So no, I do a haircut myself. I haven't had my haircut for a year. I'm just growing it out. And women go, oh, I really like your hair. So I like the curls. I like, guys are like, are you?
Yeah.
In fact, before I was on the podcast, somebody told me, are you going to sort your hair out? No. So I'm doing somebody's hair. And he's telling me, are you going to sort your hair out? The whole point is this. Don't worry about this. Just, this is hair. Don't worry. Just feel adventurous.
Yeah.
Grow your hair longer. Don't look like everybody else. Short back and sides. Grow your hair longer. If you have hair, just grow your hair out.
I know the intention was to inspire. So, and I like one of the things I love about this show is that I get to talk to tons of different people, right? And I'm always inspired to do different things. If I don't like it, I'll just cut it off again. But it's good to be inspired from someone of your stature. Not that I don't trust I've been going to my hairstylist for 20 years. So I totally trust her. And we have this, like, funny relationship because she does battle with my hair because it changes every time I go in. The growth pattern kind of does this weird wavy thing.
It's fine. With the wave. Let the wave go out. There's nothing wrong with the wave. So, Kevin, it's just like, it's different. But your hairdresser's been telling you for ages to grow your hair longer. Yeah. I mean, come on, it's a stigma. It's a creature of habit. You think
it's habit, 100% habit for sure.
It's a perception. Yeah.
100% now, habit and perception.
From next, grow your hair over for 4 weeks. Go to your hairdresser and just go, all right, I'm here. Do whatever you want.
Yeah,
that's it.
There we go. Actually, it'll be 7 because I can't get back into her until.
Oh, perfect.
End of August is when my next appointment is.
I want to see your hair
mid-July.
Go longer. And that's, that's a change that you've seen yourself and the people that are seeing also in the podcast. Actually, when this goes live, after this, and then people go, all right, because of Carmelo, now this is how I look now. inspired me.
Whenever I put, because if I keep growing it, this will be two and a half months probably by the time this launches or so. And so then it'll
I'll have faith in your hairdresser that's been telling you for ages to grow your hair longer. But I feel comfortable talking to you about this. I've got no problem. That's what you want. My honesty, I'm not slagging you off. But your hairdresser has been telling you grow your hair longer.
She'll be happy to know that you have inspired me to listen to her also, because
you need to apologize to her. I apologize to you for not listening to you, but because I also have to have respect of my colleagues, and so and also it's for yourself, just see. And how old is your daughter now?
So 25. I have a 25 and then she's 25. My youngest is 20.
So last time your daughter told you was she was 13.
Yeah.
And you always had the same haircut.
Since we changed the style, yeah. So it's been at least 12, 13 years since I've actually changed.
Does that not tell you something?
It's been a little bit longer on top, but I've had the short hair for at least 3 or 4 years.
Grow it all out. And get the curls, get the waves going around.
See what happens. Well, I'll take your advice.
I love to see that. And if you do that and then go, you know what? Everybody likes my... But again, if you don't like it, you go back to what you have. Yeah. It's a perception. It's what I'm fighting at the moment to change men's perception.
Well, I'll be a good case study.
You'll be the perfect case study, because if you see now and when if this goes live, whenever you're going to do it in a month or two, they say that's me now. Grow your hair longer.
Yeah,
you'll be a good ambassador.
Yep. I'll insert a little intro into the episode to be able to say, hey, here's what I look like now. So enjoy the
episode. But at the end or the beginning? At the end, probably.
Yeah, probably at the end. So then we
at the end. Now you have to grow your hair longer. All right. I look forward to seeing that.
I'm on it. Well, thank you so much, Carmelo. Honestly, this has been super interesting and a little bit of, you know, hair therapy session for me. So I appreciate you taking the time and sharing your knowledge with us.
Yeah, thank you. And it's also, we didn't probably touch the psychology of man, but that could be probably for another time. But actually, we did touch psychology of man, stigma and creature of habit. That is psychology.
We'll come back and talk about my longer hair and, you know,
all love to see your longer hair and without the headphones. Before and after photo will be great. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, Carmelo. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
If you're looking to really maximize your life and become the man you were made to be, head over to maxedoutman.com and get your journey started today.